get into sports.
Stay in there, my coach would say. Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him! Can I talk to you for a sec? What's the matter with you, Colby? See, I happen to be a rational person, I think. I don't like pain. See, if I cross...
The story of black athletes in America is one of both triumph and tragedy. In 1961, Ernie Davis became the first black man to ever win the coveted Heisman Trophy Award. A year later, he died of leukemia. Roy Campanella was crippled in the prime of his career by an automobile accident. And Maurice Stokes fell victim to a severe stroke. His teammate Jack Twyman talks of Stokes and the fund that Twyman helped establish in his behalf.
4 years ago, he was virtually a dead man, just lying there. And he's battled back, and he now is able to converse with people. He's able to walk with the help of braces. He's able to type out letters. He tries to answer most of the mail that he receives himself now. You have to say the guy has improved 1,000%. And there's only one reason why he has, and that's the intangible that you refer to as courage or gut.
One of the most touching and inspirational stories in all of sports began the day a black rookie running back from Kansas met a white rookie running back from Wake Forest at the Chicago Bears training camp. This was the first note in a tragic melody known as Brian's Song. Through glory days and gloomy days, Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayers remained the closest of friends. Brian inspired Gail to overcome severe knee surgery, and Gail wept at the death of Brian when he succumbed to cancer. Sayers was a brilliant running back who, among other accomplishments, tied an NFL record for most touchdowns scored in a single game.
Well, it's a day that I'll probably never forget as long as I live. It wasn't a real good day to play football. It was a very rainy and muddy day. And actually, on that particular day, everybody was slipping but me. It seemed like that I could do nothing wrong.
In the world of love, top spin lobs and match point, Arthur Ashe became the first dominant black male star. Ashe was preceded by a multi-talented athlete named Althea Gibson, who overcame the double barrier of being both black and a woman. Another black woman who made a name for herself in Olympic competition was Wilma Rudolph.
Here they come, Rudolph, and together took it over, out in front, and Rudolph giving it everything. Here she comes, Wilma Rudolph, Wilming, winging her way to the finish line. She's going to make it.
Basketball has become known as a city game. From the playgrounds at Harlem and Watts, in the south side of Chicago, have come some of the NBA's great players. In fact, the NBA today is 60% black. But the first black player in the league didn't arrive until 1950. His name? Chuck Cooper of the Boston Celtics.
Some of the most awkward moments probably came during the necessary travel in connection with some of the games that we played in places like Baltimore and St. Louis, and then we occasionally went further south when games would be especially scheduled. And I think those were the most awkward moments when you'd have to separate from your teammates, either in terms of staying in different hotel facilities or else even getting separate transportation. I think that was the most demeaning part of it, you know.
Cooper was soon to be followed by Sweetwater Clifton. Other black players were to come. Men like Wayne Embry, Guy Rogers, Hal Greer, Walt Bellamy, and Willie Knowles.
Wilkes' fake shot up there off the rim. Unsell with a rebound. Lead pass to Chenier. Chenier with a 12-footer hit. Chenier to Reardon. Back to Chenier. Jump shot, two. 18 for Chenier.
It goes to Havlicek. Now John Lurk. On the cut to Westfall coming up on the other side. Fake, drives, gives to Silas. The jump shot, Silas is around the rim and in. That ties it up with 19 seconds left in the quarter. The Ducks.